Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But the righteousness which is of what? Of faith. Speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. In other words, it's not reaching the highest heights or the deepest depths. It's not what you can do or how far you can go or what you can work to accomplish at all. It's not by works. It's not by effort. It's sad, you know, that there are a lot of people in so-called Christendom that are trying to be saved through their works. It's sad. And there is no amount of works you can do that'll make you righteous in the eyes of God. But there's a way you can become righteous in the eyes of God. How is it? The righteousness which is of faith, verse 8, but what says it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. I've read articles of supposedly renowned Christians that have criticized, and this is their quotation, criticized the word of faith. That's ignorant, right? That's what Paul preached. You see, people try to create God in their own image. And they try to create ministry in what they're reading in the Bible in their own image. But what did Paul preach? He told us what he preached. The word of faith. Thomas says, oh, now, Brother Keith, why are you saying that? Because the Bible said it. See, people don't like that, but why don't they like it? He preached the word of faith. That faith was the way, right? Faith is the answer. Faith is how you get righteous with God. Faith is how you get your sins forgiven. Faith is how you overcome. Faith. He said, the word of faith which we preach, that if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall what? Believe in your heart. Believe that God has raised him from the dead. You'll be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. How do you get righteous? You believe to it, right? Don't work to it. You believe to it. Well, if we can work hard enough and be good enough Christians, and maybe one day we'll become a saint. Nobody can vote and make you a saint. If you're born again, you have faith in him to make you righteous. You are a saint right now. Made so of God. If you're not born again, no matter what you do, will ever make you a saint. Are you with me now? Only the blood of Jesus and your faith in what he's done causes this to be so to you. How many remember that he addresses the letters again and again to the saints? Which be, these are living people. Right? To the saints that are at Corinth, the saints that are at Rome. And how do you become a righteous one in the eyes of God? Not by what you do, by what you believe. Jesus has already done the work. He's already done what nobody else could do. And we receive it by our faith in him. It's sad that people are confused. But he said, you, with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes, whoever does what?
Believes
on him, shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Did you know that rich is one of God's words? Rich. Rich. God gives us richly all things to enjoy. Rich. Bible said, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was so very rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be made rich. Did it happen?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Rich.
Yes.
Rich. You ought to call yourself rich. Not just in church, but all the time. Rich. Rich. You ought to get up and get dressed in the morning and look in the mirror and go, ah, you're a rich man. I'm a rich man. Now see, that runs crosswise with tradition, doesn't it? Ah, oh, we're poor, but we're proud. Well, God will deliver you from both of those ungodly conditions. Won't you get up and say, I'm humble and rich? That'd be agreeing with the Bible. I'm rich. See, people have been trained, and it's been passed down and handed down from generation to generation. People come up and say, oh boy, you got a new car. Oh, you got a new house. Y'all must be doing pretty good. Oh, not that good. You know, we're all right, but you know, we ain't rich. That's unbiblical. Unbelieving. The Bible says you're rich. What are you supposed to say? You're supposed to agree with it. If the Bible says you're healed, what are you supposed to say? If the Bible says you have the mind of Christ, are you supposed to tell people how dumb you are?
No.
People do it, though, don't they? Oh, I'm not very smart, and, you know, I just don't catch on like that. I never did too good. People think that's being humble. It's being, what's our word? Ignorant. Ignorant. Let's don't be ignorant. Let's agree with the word, right? Say what God says about us. If he says you're righteous, that's what you say. If he says you're healed, that's what you say. If he says you're rich, what do you say?
Rich.
That's me, Rich. Put it in your name, Keith Richmore. I mean, give it to yourself, right? Rich. Now, keep reading. Verse 14. Well, 13, it said, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, we're talking about the faith of Jesus. So, listen carefully now. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? What's the answer? They won't. You won't. You can't. Call on him in whom you've not believed. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? So we know the scripture that's coming ahead, but how does faith come then? So we can already see that. Can you believe what you haven't heard? You can't. Is hearing important? How important is hearing to faith? Without hearing the right thing, you can't and you won't have faith.
Right, that's right.
You know, I was just with these pastors down in Florida there, and I've known them for, I don't know, Phyllis and I have known them for probably 15 years. We went and spoke when they had a little small place. Now they got a new place, and it's nice. And how many think the whole body of Christ, that ought to be happening? It's flourishing and increase and new stuff. Boy, it just blesses me when I see that happening. So, some of the guys that were with me on the trip, I told them, I said, you wouldn't think that that pastor was diagnosed terminal 10 years ago. I said, no. It looked like a thing's wrong with him. I said, it's not now. But 10 years ago, they told him he had cancer all through his body. He's the pastor of the church. And that he had to die. And he didn't have long. But we were on the road then with Brother Kenneth Hagin. We'd be out, you know, meetings 2 weeks at a time, sometimes longer. And these guys, he's diagnosed with cancer. He didn't feel good. He had symptoms. But I tell you what, when we had a meeting, here he comes. I don't care if we were in New York or in California, or here he comes. And he came out there and he'd stay sometimes a whole week, sometimes 2 weeks. Sometimes he'd fly back and preach and then come back. And he did that month after month. And he's alive. So what are you talking about? It makes all the difference in the world what you hear. What you hear. And see, he knew that. He's a man of God and a man of faith. And he knew in Brother Hagin's meeting, he's going to get faith. He's going to get faith put into him. And he needs that. Everybody needs to be fed. Everybody needs their faith fed and their spirit fed. And so he got in, and I'm telling you, he completely overcame that. He is completely healed and strong. You'd never know it looking at the man. He's strong and preaches, and glory to God. Who knows how long he'll go? Well, I was just talking with some of these guys about it. It makes so much difference what you hear. Because in so many churches, people get a bad report like that, and immediately people just start crying around them and feeling sorry for them. And just talking about, you just don't know and don't understand these things. And even from the pulpit, it's preached that God sometimes in his mysterious ways will use these things to teach us. Well, these people die in a hurry. Did you hear me? Why? Because you can't have faith when you're not hearing the right thing. And not just hearing it one time. Every day's a new day. And there's all kind of stuff in the world that'll try to put fear in you and unbelief. And so you need a good, steady dose of the Word of God, of the Word of faith. The Bible talked about being nourished up in the words of faith. Your spirit craves this. And when you're fed, you know it. When your spirit is fed, something happens inside you. It's just as real as getting a good meal physically. Isn't it? I know Phyllis and I, we had just married. I think we'd been married a year or so. And we were young and didn't know much. And I got a hold of, she did through her work, got a hold of some of Brother Kenneth Copeland's tapes. And I grew up in church. But I'd never heard anything like that. And I got to hearing him talk about faith and authority and righteousness. And I remember the first couple of tapes I heard. I had a little tape player about this big. It was on, batteries, And it clicked off. And I'm sitting there on our little genuine imitation leather couch with our red shag carpet in our 1969 Marriott mobile home. Where nothing worked. The stove didn't work. The furnace didn't work. Had no insulation. Thank God we've come up from there. But I'm sitting there and it clicked off. And I thought, glory to God. Man, I knew it feels like something has come into me. And I didn't understand it with my head. I didn't understand half what he was saying. But something is happening in my spirit. Strength is coming into me. And man, I got hooked. I got addicted. I'd come in every day after work and get our little tape player and sit down and feed. I didn't know what was happening, but God was getting me ready. He was getting my spirit built up and my faith built up because he was about to tell us what he wanted us to do. And we'd have never had the faith to step out and do it if we hadn't have been fed for that length of time.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith Comes by Hearing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804C. That's R804C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.